Welcome to another episode of Two Ales and Hockey Tales with Wally. And today I'm so excited to have on a 12 and 13 year olds from Kincardine, Ontario, Canada. Their hockey journey has taken them to Canada, but if I was a betting man, there will be some more countries by the end of their journey. They are all Ontario champions in lacrosse with the Owen Sound North Stars. And folks, they aren't just winners in lacrosse. They are the Belle River A tournament champions in hockey with yours truly. They are the leaders a team need and a coach needs, and are known around the WOAA U13 loop as my horses and the best defenseman and forward in the league. One of them is a 3-on-3 Canuck champion when I made my goaltending debut and won another championship, and the other guy broke a stick. But these two don't just run mucks in lacrosse and hockey. I have seen them bring city kids to tears when they couldn't hang with my guys in a game of dodgeball. Welcome to the shed, Sam Humphrey and Jacob Jenman. Hey, how are you guys? Sam, how
Good,
are
how
you
are
doing,
you?
bud?
Good.
I get into how we know each other. I guess I just saw you guys at the barn, eh? So Jacob, we won today. That was fun, eh? Winning's fun. You hammered another kid, eh?
Scored a pretty big goal at the start to get the boys going.
Yeah, that was a big goal. 5-on-3 goal, and you really snapped her home. I don't remember who scored today because I don't really care who scores. But Sam, did you score today?
It was a weird goal though. It was like,
Oh, right, the one that was on the net.
so like it was on the net and they like hit it off. Then Damien got it. He like was jamming it in, and then I just backhanded it, hit like the other guy's stick and just
And it like
went over the goalie.
popped up over the goalie and landed in the net. That was, yeah, that's you get good breaks when you work hard in hockey, you know? So other ways we know each other, I guess I'm your coach, right? So thanks for coming on. Well, I guess you guys are like part of the crew, eh? You're like you guys are always over here, or a lot of times Colby's over at the Humpers, eh? You guys are like a boy band with Little Humper, hey?
Humper.
Yeah,
Little Humper.
Little Humper's been to the shed before. He was episode 145.
Oh, yeah, I
Yeah.
remember. My parents were eavesdropping on it.
Are they today?
I don't know. My mom's away, but
Yeah, the gals had a
just
game.
like went upstairs one day and they were just lying outside of his door, just listening. It was
It's
funny.
you never know what's going to be said in the shed. It's pretty funny. But yeah, other ways we know each other, I guess, is your sister is on my daughter's hockey team, right? Anna and
Zoe's
Zoe play
hockey team.
together, huh? Yeah, good stuff. Are you wearing a Two Ales and Hockey Tails hat right now? Yeah, you are. That's a sweet hat.
I need one of those.
I
I
need to.
got it when Andrew was playing with you for your team.
That's right. And yeah, I haven't made any in a while. I need to make some. I need to make money so I can do more fun things, you know? They cost a bit to buy those. So I should make more though. Fun is fun. And you know what I did today? Because I already told you guys that I was getting the team Two Ales and Hockey Tails shirts made. Then my guy in the UK's printer broke that could
Yeah,
make
you
them.
told me.
Yeah, you're supposed to have them for Silver Stick, and that's probably why we didn't win, is because we didn't have our shirts. But anyways, they are getting made. I'm getting them made locally here at Presto Crest. Shed guy
Oh,
Derek
that's
Burrows is going
cool.
to make them. Yeah, so they're going to be here soon, and we just confirmed we're having this whole squad on, right?
Oh, yeah. Later this week, right?
Yeah. So you guys, sorry, you're going to have to come back again pretty soon. That's going to be fun to get all the fellas together because when I was having you guys on. I was thinking, I was like, well, when I think hockey is everybody's invited and everybody should be having as much fun and you do everything as a team. And I couldn't just have you two on. I got to have everybody on, you know? Fun is fun. So I get into how we know each other is Sam, you and I, well, we've won two championships this year, right? And the horse there, he's only won one, right?
I got the trophy in the background still.
There it is. I made that thing, right? Yeah.
Jacob wishes he had it.
Yeah, he does. And he wishes he had his stick back, probably.
Yeah. Still have it.
Hey, you know what?
You have
Goaltending
it
wins
still?
championships, right?
Yeah. Why poke checking your own son?
Oh, Colby was so mad when he lost to me. It was awesome. He didn't even score a goal on me, little punk. Jacob, you
Made
just
some
couldn't.
pretty big saves there.
Didn't I? Wasn't that fun?
Yeah.
I was quite the goalie, eh? Just couldn't solve that riddle, eh?
Yeah.
Was your dad mad at you that you lost the fun 3-on-3 tournament and broke your stick?
It was a pretty quiet ride home.
Was it quiet?
Not a lot of words were said.
No. They're
No.
expensive, man, you know?
Also bought it with my own money.
Really?
So I'm
Well, then.
kind of, yeah, I was kind of surprised that he was mad at me.
Jeepers, you
I
got a
mean,
job or something, or what?
mad at you
Sort
because,
of.
like, why would you break a stick over a 3-on-3 tournament with your team? It wasn't like you snapshotted it and it like broke. You just slammed it into the ice.
Yeah, I was laughing so hard in the neck because I was like, if that was my kid, I would lose my marbles. Because you know what Colby did last spring is
What?
he lost in the finals. They tied it up a couple minutes left in a spring tournament, and the other team went down and scored and won in the last minute. And I watched the game. His stick was fine. And then he came out to the lobby and his blade was snapped in half. And I thought, when did that happen? I just watched the game. And he didn't know what to say. And then I didn't know what to say. And I stormed out of the arena because I was seeing red, man. I was so mad. Those things are expensive. You can't be breaking those things just because you're mad. You just got to play better, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Earlier, I had like my first stick that I got this year. It was like had a cut, I don't know, like a crack in the blade, and then I like couldn't play with it. So then I had to get a new one. But I wasn't like purposely breaking it like
Right,
that
and you
was.
shouldn't purposely break sticks. Even, you know, fun fact is if you're playing even professionally, if you break your stick on purpose, they'll make you pay for it. Just so you know.
Really?
Yeah.
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 Oh, because
Yeah.
you get it for free, right?
Well, because the team is providing you that stick, and then if you decide to break it because you didn't play good enough, then you pay for it actually in pro. Yeah. So you know,
Really?
yeah. But I do
Something
love
to
your
think about.
compete, Jacob. I do love your compete that you really, really wanted to win and try and beat Sam and I. But you know what? You know, we just mucked it up out there. Sorry, you know.
Just not good
Yeah.
enough.
Not good enough. And you know what? In the back there. With the pucks from when I played, I have my first shutout up there. So Sam's got the trophy in the background. I got my first shutout puck. Sorry, Jacob. You know, tough day at the office, eh?
Anything.
But you know what? Why we had that fun 3-on-3 day was because we weren't allowed to go in the Lucknow tournament because they said we were playing too
Yeah.
much hockey or something. But I thought we made the best of that. That 3-on-3 day was memorable. And then we went back and had a shaker at the Humper's house, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
And
then
then Colton
Manhunt and
lost our
golf
gold
course.
chain.
Oh yeah, Colt
Yeah, he did.
the gold chain.
Yeah. And Rooster
But
had earned the
luckily
gold
I have it
chain
right
at the
here.
3-on-3. Oh, yeah. You won that today. Hey, good job.
Yeah,
Yeah.
thanks.
Why don't you wear it, man?
That chain was first on that trophy. It was sitting on
But yeah,
Jacob
the
breaks
gold
his
chain
stick.
is fun, eh?
Yeah.
So
It's
yeah,
nice to have it walking out of the change room.
it is well, it's nice to earn awards when you win,
Yeah.
right? And nobody gets awards when you lose. That's how it works. But anyways, Rooster did lose our gold money symbol thing. Playing a big game of manhunt, eh? You guys were out there for hours, and then I heard kids were just climbing trees and just like hiding in the trees. Is that true?
Yeah, me, Colby, and Brady, we started. We just like hid in this big tree because one of the years during COVID on online, me, Anna, and Andrew would just go out into the golf course and climb trees.
Right.
So then that tree was a good one because it was
Good.
like thick.
Yeah.
So then we climbed the tree and then no one found us. And then we found Dylan and He ran away from people that were it, and he lost them, and then he came in the tree with us.
And you guys just hid in the tree for like an hour.
Not, he came out eventually, but
Yeah. Well, you got to come out eventually,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Other ways we know each other is we did have a big road trip earlier this year, eh? We drove all the way to
Oh,
Windsor.
yeah. That was
That was very
fun.
fun. Yeah. Sam, you usually
We
get,
drove
you can get
past a
car sick. You
subway.
never got car sick in my truck, eh?
Nope.
Must, I don't drive fast enough to get sick. I always find it funny after the games that all the parents pass me on the roads and they must wonder why. It's like, well, if I drive too fast, I might get where I'm going, you know? I don't know. I can't be in a rush. I don't want to be.
Yeah.
You know?
And like one day, last night when we had not the best game, but like we were driving, we stopped at a subway and you guys were right ahead of us. And then when we stopped later, we caught back up to you.
Yeah. We made some kind of stop. I don't know what it was, but yeah, that game last night, man. Whew, that was ugly.
Not good.
No. Whew, sometimes those happen. You just can't happen again, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
Today was much better. Today was fun. Yesterday
it was
wasn't.
very fun.
It is fun beating Walkerton, right? And so we
Yeah,
do
yeah.
other ways. We have playoffs starting like next week.
Yeah.
Well, this is our last week on a regular season, man, and then it's go time. But I don't think we have a game the first week, so we're going to do a podcast instead.
Okay.
Yes.
Sounds good.
Yes. Then we're going to be all fired up, right? We give the guys a shed boost before the playoffs, right? Do you guys know what a shed boost
Yeah.
is?
When you
No.
get on Wally's computer in the shed.
And then then you go out and run amok in hockey and score lots of goals and win games. It
Nice.
happens with professional guys like around the world. They come to talk to me and I pump their tires, and then they feel real good about themselves and then they go out and dominate. You know, it's fun.
Yeah.
So you know what else? You know, it's interesting. So I don't know if you guys know this, but I get chocolate thrown on the ice in
Oh,
a
yeah.
few different
Oh, yeah,
areas
you.
around the world. Yeah. So I've got it done in Cardiff, Denmark, Sheffield, England, and Manchester, England. It's like their tradition now. If they win, they throw chocolate on the ice and all the players get the chocolate they want. And it's really fun. I was curious, like, if anybody was going to listen to us today and then come watch us play in the playoffs. And like, if we win, like, it would be pretty neat if like the parents, the brothers and sisters, really anybody that comes to watch brought chocolate for the fellas, right? And threw it on the ice
Yeah.
if we won. We'd pick it
Yeah.
up. It wouldn't take long, right?
No. And we could eat some.
I
Yeah.
agree. I think it would really motivate you guys to win all these games in the playoffs because we need to. And so Sam, what's your favorite chocolate bar?
A Dairy Milk.
Really?
Yeah.
That fun fact is I just had the youngest shed guy on ever that's 7 years old in England, and
Really?
he wanted the same chocolate bar, and he just won his game today, and someone did throw a Dairy Milk on the ice for him, and he's only seven, so if he
Wow.
can get it done right, I bet you we can.
Yeah.
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 So
Yeah.
Horace, what's your favorite?
I'm probably gonna have to go with the Dairy Milk mini egg one.
Mini eggs, like the bag of eggs.
Like they're put into the Dairy Milk bar. So it's a pretty good combo.
Oh, so
Oh.
it's a Dairy Milk bar with little eggs crushed up into it? Is that what you're saying?
Oh,
Yes.
mine's the one that like it's a Dairy Milk and has like vanilla stuff inside of it.
So you're not just saying the milk chocolate. You guys are getting complicated, eh?
Yeah.
Jeepers. Oh, well, I wonder if anybody will do it.
Maybe.
Maybe it would be really neat if it did, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All you can do is dream big, right?
Yeah.
Other ways we know each other, and this is what made me giggle, is how we chose numbers this year was who had been on the team the year before got to pick first. And it made me laugh and giggle to myself because Sam, you took number 14 on Colby, and he has never worn a different number. And I thought it was so funny.
Yeah, and then he took Andrew's number too.
Yeah, because after that we just pulled numbers out of a hat, right? So he tried to get something close to 14, but little punk man, like
Yes.
I'm his dad. He doesn't think I'm cool at all. He won't wear number 10 or number 18, and it's like, come on, man, you know? So why do you wear 14?
Well, my cousin So no, my dad's cousin think he plays for the Bulldogs this year, Jordan Moulton.
Yeah, he came out to our practice once to help you guys out.
Yeah,
Oh, yeah.
he last year, like that's his number, 14.
Yeah.
And last year, me, Colby, and Andrew drove with my grandma Linda to see him play in Stratford because last year he was on.
In the Sutherland Cup Finals.
Yeah. And it was, I think, the first game of it. And yeah, they were junior B team.
Well, do you
So
know
I
what?
chose 14.
That's cool. And fun fact for you is I did win the Sutherland Cup way back when I was young.
Really?
Not
What
really.
team?
The Elmira Sugar Kings. We won the
Oh,
Sutherland
yeah.
Cup my second year, and then my last year on the team before I went to Western Michigan. We lost in game seven to Sarnia for the Sutherland Cup, and it still hurts. And it's amazing how different winning is than losing. It's like the team that won my second year and we won it all. Like we still have a group chat. They like invite us back for like anniversaries, and then the team that lost in game seven, there's no group chat. They don't invite
Yeah.
us back for anything, you know? It's like the
Yeah.
opposite. Winning's like the opposite of losing.
Yeah. Not fun
No. And
and
I got to do
just like.
both. Yeah. Jacob, why do you wear number 13?
Well, so in my U9 novice year, I picked number two and I kind of stuck with that for a while. Like I had my first number was number two. And it like I couldn't get the same number in 10 bits. But then I went back in U9, took number two. The next year they didn't make number two for U11, so I just kind of went with number 13. So now those are my two main numbers, and I don't feel like switching it up.
Yeah, it's weird when you go to teams and you can't get the number you want. You got to switch. That's how I ended up becoming an 18 was because I couldn't get 10. And then now I feel more like an 18 than a 10. It's weird, but you guys want to know what's crazy? Because like you guys have seen me. I'm just a short, fat guy from that was from Elmira. Those jerseys back there. There's a kid in Cardiff, Wales that wears 18 because of me, Raheem Evans. And then the number 10 I just got sent to me this week is from Kalamazoo, Michigan, when I played at Western Michigan. A kid, guy said he started playing hockey because of me when he was 3 years old and then wore the same numbers as me his whole life. And I didn't know anything about this until I started a podcast. And he just sent me his jersey from when he was 8 years old. And it's a number 10 from Kalamazoo. And it's amazing, like, when you play hockey, what can happen? Because I would have never guessed in a million years that anybody would have ever worn a number because of my fat ass, you know? So who knows what you guys can do, right? Because you guys are
Yeah.
gonna
Yeah.
be bigger, faster, stronger, and probably better looking than I was. And if I can do that, then who knows what you guys can do, right?
Yeah. Also, like my first year of lacrosse, I chose number two. And then last year, one of the reasons why I chose 14, be not just because of Jordan, I was gonna pick number eight. But since I was a first year, I got the third last pick.
Yeah.
And then someone else already took eight. So then I asked if there was a four, because like my dad went to Colorado, sorry, Toronto, and they had like a little convention and there was a Bob Orr thing. So I was gonna choose number four.
Oh,
But
yeah.
then they didn't have four. So then I just took 14.
It's amazing. When you play well, then a number's like your number, right? It's like I had never been 18, and then I went to Germany and did really good, and then I always felt like an 18. The
Yeah.
seasons you guys are having, you guys are always going to be 14 and 13 to me, you know? But
Yeah.
Colby always wanted to be 14. You guys probably don't know this, but he always wanted to be, or he
Matthew
does want.
Barzell.
No, be well, he was on the team. He's 13, but Tom Kuhnhackl was number 14 on the New York Islanders when we went to see him, and he's from Germany where I played, and he came up to meet us and signed a hat and took a picture with us. And he was with Pittsburgh originally. He was 34, then he went to the Islanders as was 14, and that's why Colby likes 14, you know. And I like number 10 back in the day because of Brandon Dietrich from watching him play for the Elmira Sugar Kings. And then he was the guy that brought me to Germany, and he was like 5 years older than me. He brought me to Germany to be his line mate. And then I get to the team, and I've worn number 10 my whole life because of this guy. And guess what? 10's available, and he doesn't even wear it. He wore 39. So then I show up and take number 10, and then I'm playing with the guy. The reason I wore number 10 was he was my line mate, and I was the number 10, and he wasn't. It was bizarre. Weird stuff. But anywho, so we do have playoffs coming up. Are you guys ready?
Yeah,
I am.
Yes,
very pumped up.
Thanks, guys, because when I was out of the game after I retired and I didn't have a team and like a team of dudes, I really missed it. And getting to coach you guys, I'm very lucky, and I have a team again, and we've had a lot of fun this year, haven't we?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, other ways we know each other. Jacob, I didn't know you yet, you know? I just thought you're still just a little punk. But Sam, I did this summer take you out to skate with Ryan O'Reilly and some other pros, eh?
Yeah. I got Ryan O'Reilly puck and card sign back there.
That was a pretty fun day, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I got a picture of you guys on the ice with him, and I still need to get that printed and put up in my shed, you know? And I also have...
Oh, yeah.
The picture of me, him, and Colby, when like it was pretty neat as a dad to get to take Colby out and like work one-on-one with like a Hall of Famer. But then once I got to do that, I was like, man, when you're hockeying, you got to let everybody have fun. And when I was going to take Andrew and I took you and I knew you were going to be on my team, it was pretty fun when I, as a coach, to get to do that with you guys, you know? So you had fun. Did you learn anything that day?
Not really. We were just like skating around in the one zone, but I was wearing my lacrosse cage, so
I saw the photo.
Well, it was lacrosse season, right?
A puck could fit through with a cage. Yeah. We were still in lacrosse season.
Oh, yeah.
Also this summer, you invited like the A team from like 2 years ago back.
Yep.
And I also got to go.
Yeah, we had a good game of shinny. And I always say that when you're on my team, you're on my team for life. And those kids, that was my first year coaching. I still love all of them. And same with the gals I coached last year in under nine. I get right into this stuff, you know? But anyways, it was pretty neat. And thanks to O'Reilly for letting us do that. But did you even know who you were all on the ice with that day?
Yeah, well, I knew it was O'Reilly, and then I knew it was like Garrett McFadden's brother.
No, that was Garrett McFadden.
Oh yeah, sure enough.
Yeah, so do you know where he is now? He just went to Czech. He's playing in Czechia now. So he's living in Czechia, and then the other guy was Jeremy Welsh. And he's from Bayfield, and he is playing in like Hungary this year, and he was in the UK league like I played in before. And then the other guy is Joe Leahy, who is playing for the Greenville Swamp Rabbits in the East Coast Hockey League. But they're a bunch of beauties, and it was really nice of them to let my kids come out and skate with them, right? So Jacob, if I don't know what's going on with O'Reilly this year, because he signed a 4-year deal in Nashville, he's got kids. I think he's probably staying in Nashville all summer. But if he does skate this summer and he does come back, you're first on my list. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Anywho, what else? I got poster pics. There's a lot of lacrosse photos on there, eh? So you guys like this lacrosse thing, eh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jacob made me move to Durham because like, so on lacrosse you have to have like your address has to be to the closest post office that has it.
Yeah, I've heard about this.
So I always used my grandma's.
Shh, don't tell people.
And okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
You know the story.
Hey, rules are made to be broken, man. You got to play the game, right?
Yeah.
But you guys are following the rules now, so that means you're changing teams, and you guys were all Ontario champions last year?
Yeah.
Those are fun years, though, eh? So, like, what was the finals like? Who did you beat? What was the score?
It was
Newmarket 8-4.
How do you remember that?
How do you not?
I mean, like, the exact
It's like
score.
OHA champions.
Yeah, I kind of
It's like the
forgot.
same thing. I wouldn't forget. But then
Another
again,
way to
actually,
thought.
when I think about it, I'm not sure when I won in Germany what the score was. Denmark, we won 4-2. And
Yeah.
in the UK, we won 2-1. But Germany, I think it was 5-2 because I think we got an empty netter and we were up 4-2. The days you win, you never forget. That time we won in
Yeah.
Windsor, that was a fun day,
Yeah.
eh?
Especially the semifinals.
Yeah.
Why would? Oh, they
Back
were
then.
winning 1-0 with we were going to the third period down 1-0, and we had killed like 37 penalties, like we do most games. Then yeah, I did say we're gonna go out there and smash them, and you guys sure did, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, folks, we won that game
We
7-1
pulled.
in the semis.
Yeah. It was also fun when we played what team was that? Fall River.
Yeah, their
And
coach has got all wound up.
yeah,
Yeah, and at
there
the end there's the biggest scruff.
when we were
Oh.
their goalie was like chirping us, but like he let in three
Yeah.
goals.
I got pushed in the net and the goalie was yelling at me to get up.
It's interesting when people chirp when they're losing. It's like, man,
I know.
that's not the right
What are you
time to
doing?
do it. Yeah. You
Oh,
just gonna have
yeah.
to take this one on the chin. You know?
Like, what's that big scoreboard up there? What does it say?
Yeah, geez, I thought that's what we were playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree. But that tournament was really fun, and man, you guys played really good that weekend. That was a fun weekend.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. Especially,
we had like a lot of fun in the Windsor, the Spitfires game when we got to go
Oh,
up north
yeah.
and see the flag.
That
And
was
then getting
cool,
on
eh?
the Jumbotron. Yeah. Yeah, we
Yes.
got to go on the Jumbotron.
Yeah,
And
that was
Andrew.
a great weekend. The Jumbotron and you guys going out with the flag, like with all of those fans, eh? You
Yeah,
guys be excited to play hockey in front of that many fans? I bet you guys will someday.
Andrew bought a hat and then asked my mom. And then I bought a hat and Colby wanted me to get the same one.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can see it, but it's like green and gold right there.
Colby got a hat that day too, and it was neat because I think hockey's a big family, and like you go out and play hockey and try as hard as you can and see if you can win. Do you get and then that kid from Windsor that let you guys come down and meet him and signed all
Oh,
your pucks,
Nesbitt.
Nesbitt. And you so when you guys were getting ready to play Mid-Huron, and I'm talking to Joe Nesbitt, their coach, whose brother is a coach in pro hockey, Derek Nesbitt, and is a legend. We were chatting and it came up, we were going to the Windsor tournament and he goes, oh, well, if you're going to a Spitfire game, let me know. I got a Nesbitt on that team. And I was like, well, we are going to a game. And then through two coaches competing against each other and playing the game, he set that up that our team could go meet that kid and get the puck signed, take the picture. And I think that's hockey, that you go and compete and you can still be friends off the ice. And I thought that was neat. And thanks for that kid for doing that,
Yeah.
Good weekend though. And
Yeah.
yeah, winning's fun, right?
Yeah.
And we went back to my co-coach's house, the Adamses, right? Jared's house. We
Oh,
still
yeah.
remember when someone said, like, can we have a party? Do you remember
Oh,
what I
yeah.
said?
Dylan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be Dylan, wouldn't it?
I think my mom has a picture, and then he from your Instagram, and it was like, can we have a party? Yes, you earned it.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it goes. I remember saying it was like, well, every time I won, I had a party, right?
Yeah.
If you just win and then drive home and then it's like, okay, that's that. I don't think that's enough. Like once you won, you have
Kind of
to like,
boring.
right? If we won in Windsor and then everybody just leaves the arena and goes home, it's like, well, that's not winning to me. I think you all have to get together and enjoy that day because those days don't happen every day, you know?
No.
Yeah.
But yeah, it sure was fun. And what we won 3-0, and Knox got another shutout. Did you know he already has 9 shutouts this year? Because I get him the
Yeah,
pucks.
on the road to 10 now.
Right? Can't wait.
Well, I think
You got a couple hat trick pucks, eh?
yeah, I got two. I think Colby has two as well, and then Damien also has two.
Yeah,
And then
and then old Daltz, he just scores two a game, eh?
Yeah, Holden has one, and then
it is fun though getting those pucks, right? It's fun signing though. It's fun getting a puck when you get a hat trick. And I remember in Mitchell when the horse had two, you really wanted that third, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're just a defenseman, you know. You don't have to get hat tricks as a defense. I know, it would be cool. Hat tricks are cool.
Yeah.
You know what was neat for me is in the AHL All-Star game, 2 years in a row, Ethan Frank has won fastest skater, and he actually has times faster than McDavid. He's the fastest skater ever. And the way I met him and he came on the podcast was Western Michigan sent out a thing saying first Bronco to score four goals in a game since me, and they like tagged me in it. And then I saw this kid had just scored four goals at Western Michigan, so I wrote to him like, hey dude, I do a podcast, you want to come on? And then I got to know a guy that was playing for Western Michigan then, and like he's like about to be in the NHL, and I thought it was pretty neat that like scoring that many goals in a game can be memorable, and like for this many years later that it connected me with that guy. And now when he wins fastest skater in the AHL, it's like, that's cool. You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the one game against Aaron Eldersley, and I had two, and I was really wanting a third. And then we were on a penalty kill. I got two chances, but both times I got tripped.
Yeah. You know what I've noticed is that people are allowed to hit you, Sam. They're allowed to trip you. They're allowed to slash you. And the refs just seem to let it go because you're bigger and stronger and faster than everybody. It's interesting that just because you're big, they're allowed to do whatever they want to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when you make the penalty, and they're like automatically calling it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like when you got suspended, eh?
I remember in Windsor, I hit a kid, and he was down for like almost a minute.
Jacob, I remember that one time. If we're going to talk about hits, you guys aren't into body contact yet, but you have thrown some of the cleanest, most beautiful body checks I've ever seen this year. That first tournament in Bracebridge, man, when those kids tried to go wide on you, and you just moved over and then dropped your shoulders. I didn't laugh on the bench, but I'm laughing now. You know? Are you guys looking forward to body contact?
Yes.
Yeah, I am, but I just feel like I don't know how to take a hit.
Me neither.
Oh, you do, Jacob. You do. You know exactly what to do. I've seen it already.
Reverse hit them.
Yeah, reverse hitting is a thing. I was a big reverse hitter. When someone comes to hit you, you smash them before they hit you.
Yeah. Oh, like in Listowel, I did. The guy, I tried to chip around the guy, and the guy was purposely coming for the body check, so I just like laid him out like that.
Yeah. Yeah, you've taken a couple penalties laying kids out. I don't laugh when it happens, but body checks are pretty funny to watch sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if you're not allowed to do it.
I have a story
next year.
I have a story. I was with my dad. He was in a lacrosse tournament.
Daddy Humper.
And he was driving his friends, and I was sitting beside one of my dad's friends, and he's from Oregon. And then
he has a son
our age, Port Elgin. Mm-hmm. He has a son our age, Rich Buckland. And I made a bet that if we ever lose to them, I'll like run outside with my shirt off or something.
Uh-oh.
And then
haven't
lost to them.
Yeah, we have.
Until this year.
Yeah, we sure did.
This was the first year.
Did you do the bet? Deal's a deal.
Yeah. I did.
Yeah, that was, I guess we haven't talked about it yet because talking about winning is way more fun, but that was probably the most heartbreaking loss I've ever been a part of, whether it's playing or anything in hockey.
That was mine for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sucked losing to them, and shootouts are stupid.
Yeah. I'm sure if it was continuous OT, we probably would have won.
It's like they practice for that.
Well, I did I mean, same with the mid-year end coach. I respect coaches that play the game. Someone wins, someone loses. Their coach was at the same hotel as me at the girls' tournament. And we did mix it up and have a couple beers and discuss.
Mini stick tournament?
Um,
Didn't he have a mini
I,
stick
I, I
tournament?
didn't play mini hockey against him. I played mini hockey against a guy from Lucan, Ontario. Or yeah, and we had a match.
Oh.
I lost, but yeah, that was a fun night. Competing is
Yeah.
fun. but their coach said told me that yeah, they wanted to go to a shootout. He told their players to rag the puck and just try to get to a shootout because they thought that
Practice.
was their best chance to beat us because they couldn't play hockey against us. And you know what? We play them tomorrow, right? So let's see where we're at now, right?
Yeah. I'll show him his boss.
What did he say? Did you just cut out? Are you guys there?
I'll
Oh,
show them his boss.
oh
I think
yeah.
he said we'll show him his boss.
There we go. You guys are back now. No, but that is the fun part about hockey, and you do lose some games. You get to play them again and see who wins the next time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that loss stung, right? It hurt, but move on,
Yeah.
and we got the big thing ahead of us now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I
So
only plan on losing to them once.
I
Me
would
neither.
I would agree.
Same with Walkerton.
I agree with not losing any more games this year.
Yeah.
It's like the
Not
opposite.
fun.
No. Next poster pick. You guys got like helmets on in the snow. Are you guys snowboarders?
No, we
Oh, we were
were
skiing at our school.
like our school had a thing. It was supposed to be January 18th. We were, and that would have been a really good day, but there was a car crash on Highway 21, so they couldn't send a bus out.
Oh,
And
that
then
sucks.
we were at the school at 5:30 in the morning, and we got told it was a snow day and we couldn't go. And then luckily St. Anthony's canceled one of theirs on February the 1st. So then we got to go skiing then. Me and Jacob, pro skiers now.
Are you?
No.
Yeah, we learned there. And I think someone got a photo of the video of Sam going down the hill and crashing into one of the blue fences.
You guys think I
But
want to hear this stuff as your coach? That you guys are
no,
risking injury
probably
on the
not.
ski hills?
I was just going like very fast and I was trying. Then I went into the netting, but he didn't get it. Me crashing, he just got me trying to get back up the hill.
Learning how to
Oh.
ski on your school trips is a thing. That's how I learned, and it is a fun sport. But when you're first learning, holy moly, there's a lot going on. Eh? Those skis are long.
Yeah. It was
Yeah.
annoying going down the little practice hill because they like you do good going down with your like group, or then when you take the test, they're like, not, you didn't do as good.
What hill did you go to?
We went to Valley.
Mm.
It's like
Beaver
a
Valley.
private ski resort.
Well, fun fact for you is that's where the Waltons originate from. That is where my grandma is from, and my dad was raised, was from right around there. And I'm pretty sure my old man worked on that ski hill. Small world, eh? Okay, moving on. Jacob, you were a Highlander last year. And thank you, whoever Mr. Highlander coach guy is, that you are playing for me now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, buddy.
I enjoy better.
I don't know. I've never seen that team play, but when you keep it simple and compete and make that first pass like you do, like a professional hockey player, and tape to tape, and you just do everything the simple way and play hard. I don't know how there can be a better defenseman out there. Just let you know. Okay.
I enjoy it better on our their team, or this team, not
Yes.
their team.
No. Well, that's nice to hear because I was happy when I found out you were coming back and you've been everything we've needed this year. So keep it up.
Yeah.
Okay. You little
Last
punk.
year, I was AP to their team, and I didn't really like it because we had to play Oakville, and we got spanked. Like,
getting spanked never feels fun, right?
No, it's fun when you spank them, but not when you get spanked.
Yeah.
I agree. Spanking people is way more fun than getting spanked. I agree. So you know what other memory I'll have from this year is I turned
Colby's birthday.
Well, that too. We haven't got into that, eh? But I
oh,
turned
yeah.
My birthday. Jeez, don't talk about that little punk. My birthday. I turned 40, and I brought Kabina Fest, which is a German tradition in hockey, to Kincardine, Ontario. Right.
That was fun.
That was very
that
funny.
Mac and cheese.
It's called Spetzli.
Spetzli.
So that's it. I make the dough, and then I got like a Spetzli maker, and I put the whatever dough stuff in, and then it goes across the boiling water, and then it makes the noodle, and then you fry it up with bacon, and you can put onion in it, cheese. Pretty wild, but that was a fun day eating in the room, because in Germany, that's what we would do. I honestly, minor pro in North America really isn't that much fun. You go on bus trips forever to play a hockey game, and you play a lot of hockey games. And I wasn't loving it as much as I'd always loved hockey. And then I went to Germany, and they go around the team. It would be like every Tuesday. You'd have a really hard practice. It'd be really tough. And then two guys on the team would plan the meal and buy two cases of beer, maybe one. And then the team would sit in the locker room. They'd have tables out. They'd have benches out. And you would just hang out in the room and eat food and have beers together. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I love hockey again. And I tried to bring that back for my 40th birthday. So, you know.
It was a really fun day.
Yeah, it was a really fun day.
It was also fun that one time where a bunch of people got, like, snowed in. And we were supposed to play, I think, Walkerton.
Yeah.
But we couldn't because of the snow, so we had like a practice instead.
Yeah, yeah.
Ox couldn't come, so we brought Blake.
Yeah,
yeah.
That was fun, especially the shootout before the practice.
Yeah, Blake's my boy. He's grown up with us, and he goes to school with Colby, and it's great when people all get together and have fun. But I'm pretty sure that's the practice you guys shaved my head.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, fun is fun.
You should have left your wings on the front of your head.
You guys should have seen me when I went to work that week. Like, what people. I went into, like, the big dog's office, and I was like, I have a hat on. He's like, I rate people up for wearing hats. Like, you're a supervisor. You can't wear a hat. And then I took it off, and he was like, you can wear a hat. But I did take it off and show people what was up. And I thought it was neat that where I work, I can be myself, and they know why I did it. I did it for you guys and to try and have fun and make hockey fun, because it was a hard loss against Port. And I was trying to bring the fun back, but you guys gave me a terrible haircut.
I know. We didn't.
Especially Dylan.
We weren't trying to make it good. We were just trying to make it look stupid.
And it
but
did.
Then when
it
we
really
played
did.
Mount Bridges in an exhibition game, the bullies were trying to make it good.
They cared way too much about me, eh? They were trying to make my haircut good, and you guys have just no respect, eh? Just make it look bad.
It was fun shaving your head.
It was fun shaving my head, and you know what? It's all growing back, folks. I'm not that old yet, right? some people, they shave their head and it never comes back. I look like a chia pet right now. It's all coming back, you know?
Yeah.
You know, like me and Colton.
Brady's brother, Clay, has like the best hair. It's like
a ginger mullet. It is incredible hair. And when he can shake it. And yeah, folks, this kid's like, what is he, 8 or 9?
I think
he's rocking around with one of the best mullets in the world.
Yeah. Really, sty.
Sty. I never wrote that on the notes too. Hey, you guys have been giving me some TJs, some tape jobs, and my stick is taped, I guess, Sam, from your last TJ. That's got some mad sty,
Me
doesn't it?
and Tony. The grip tape all over the stick.
Have you ever tried Dylan's famous horizontal tape job?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Oh yeah.
It's
It's
terrible.
like two like lines down like the it's like I don't even know how to explain it. It's like instead of wrapping around, you just like
Going
go
straight.
along the blade. It's yeah. It's
Doesn't
kind of
yeah.
weird, but
It is kind of weird because when the rest of the hockey world is going around the blade, you shouldn't be going along the blade. Just
yeah.
thinking out loud. But I would say, Dylan, Sam, your tape job is it. It doesn't make me look that tough and mean on the ice with the purple grip tape and all the white tape down it. But I would say Dylan did successfully make the worst tape job I've ever seen when he had like the knobs on the shaft when I was trying to like make passes in practice and there were two knobs on my shaft that like I couldn't move my hand and it was tough to play hockey that day.
The first time you let us tape your stick, me, Brady, and Colby made it pretty bad. It was like a cross on your stick, on your blade. It
Yeah.
wasn't that bad. Was like,
Well,
it
now
wasn't
that
as bad as Dylan's.
no, well, having the knobs on your shaft and I couldn't move my hand up and down the shaft, it was very difficult. But I think it is fun when you guys give me TJs. But I don't know if the other dads appreciate it because Sam, I'm pretty sure your old man was fired up at you. You used all that purple grip tape, and he told me you requested that, and it costs like $10, and then you just put her on my stick, eh?
Yeah, I didn't use all, but I only used like not that much. Like, if I use, it would be like two of that.
Shows that you care about Wally.
That's right. Jacob, have
Yeah.
you taped my stick yet?
Nope. No. I should do it tomorrow.
You
Or
should,
no,
well,
next
no, it's
practice.
yeah, next practice. You can do it,
Next
but
practice.
I thought we were gonna have to keep the tape Sam put on for the rest of the year just, so, 'cause I didn't know if there was budget constraints, but it is fun taping my stick and I get to try and play hockey with the tape jobs I get.
Yeah.
I have noticed lately that I didn't like playing hockey anymore when I was done. And now that I'm out there with you guys and you guys are as good and as big as you are, now I'm starting to like doing the drills with you guys and stuff again, and I like going out there and playing with you guys and I wasn't doing that anymore.
Yeah.
What do you think, Jacob? You like when I get out there and muck it up a bit?
Yes. I like going again. It's
You like going against me in
really
one-on-ones?
hard to beat. Yeah, you're hard to beat though. So that gives me a good competition.
I do like to throw the kids into the boards to let them know I still got
Yeah.
it. So I guess we should talk about Colby's birthday. So that is another way we know each other, is Colby had a day to go to a trampoline park and got to invite who he wanted, and he invited Little Humper, Humper, and the Horse. Eh? Good nicknames.
That
So, folks that don't know, the Humphreys are the Humpers, and we got Little Humper. We got the Humper, who is Sam, and Daddy Humper, right?
Yeah.
Good nicknames. Yeah. That dodgeball game, though. Let's talk about that dodgeball game at the trampoline park, because
Oh my God.
that was the most entertaining sporting event I've ever seen.
Colby. Had
Colby's a
so much
dickhead.
fun.
He
I just
was
passed it to
so mean
Colby.
to those kids. What was he doing? Why isn't he be nicer?
I know he was
He's
like they're also like 3 years younger than him. I know there was this one kid. Colby nailed him in the back of the head, and then he turned around and Andrew nailed him right in the face.
Oh yeah.
I remember one time,
That.
because you're jumping on trampolines, the one kid jumped up in the air and Colby hit him in the face. And the kid did like a flip and landed on his
Then
head.
we
The
went
one
again
kid.
and saw them at Muscus
Oh yeah.
Moose
The
Winooskies. Holy moly, what's going on with my internet? Are you guys back again yet? What?
Like a little
There you
wider,
are.
but like, yeah. Colby nailed him in the face like 12 times.
Yeah.
There was one kid that was just eating balls, and he wasn't getting out of the pit. Eh? He just
I know.
kept eating them.
Main
That
meal. White shirt kid, and
You're
he was
right. He
like,
was the kid that was at lunch after at Moose Winooski's, and I was just thinking,
and he
man.
was just enjoying his day like
Yeah,
nothing ever
he
happened.
didn't even care about getting just eating balls for an hour. Oh man, that was honestly, I've never seen something funnier than that day when you guys were hitting those people. But Colby was mean, and he was throwing the ball too hard. And but
Yeah.
yeah, but
Early
that one kid
training.
signed up for it. He never got out of, he never, he was in the game and he never left. So it's like, sorry that you're playing the game and you're going to eat these balls, right? What are you going
Yeah.
And then at soccer, Sam goes goalie, goes to dive for a ball, and then he gets nailed in the head.
Yeah. And I was watching this at the coach going, okay, so we're just trying to get injured now, you know? It was really funny
It was a
watching you
very
guys
fun day,
compete
though.
with it was really funny watching you guys compete with the city folk.
Yeah.
Oh
The
gosh.
there was this and like later there the one guy, he was kind of bad, but his friend was like
Yeah.
insane.
They were like actually competition. They were fun.
Yeah, you
Yeah.
want
Instead of
competition
people just eating
because
balls.
yeah. So I'm sitting there like pretending what's happening is not happening because I probably should have like told Colby to tone it down and like not throw it so hard and like but like it was a dodgeball game and people were playing and you know they had the choice to leave the game if they wanted, but there was one dad that he watched his kid eat like seven or eight. The kid was crying, then he was better, then he was crying, then he played again, and then the dad just had had enough. He was like, whatever his
And
name
just
is,
like take him out.
get out of here. He's like, you can't hang with them. I was having a time watching that. That was fun, right? Winning's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, that was right. And then on the way back, I had a good Nintendo Switch
Yeah.
session. It's going like.
Okay, well, here's my next thing. You guys play Fortnite. Who's the best Fortnite player around?
It's me.
No, I'm better than
It's me.
Jacob.
I'm better.
You guys
It's
should go out
me.
and shoot
No.
ducks instead of that shit.
I
Oh,
do.
sorry for swearing again.
I do.
Do you? I can tell. You guys
I
both
try
swear
to.
really
Yeah,
hard.
sometimes, maybe.
You guys both
I
swear
do like a
hard.
round of pucks, and then I do a round of Fortnite. Then I do a round of pucks, and then I beat Jacob in Fortnite.
That's
And
living, eh?
then, yeah. Jacob.
Yeah.
You're not good.
Um,
Wow.
I've
Okay.
so I've been
One below
trying
me
to I've
after.
tried to play Fortnite a couple times with Colby, and when people start building stuff and like I'm just running around with a hammer trying to hit people, that game's tough, man. There's a lot going on when people start building stuff and like making houses and stuff, and it's like man, there's some people way better than me at that game, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys maybe shouldn't play so much and just shoot pucks. But hey, what do I know?
Yeah.
You know?
You should see Cole on my. If you ask Cole before Fortnite, he'll give you any answer you want.
Really? Colby told me that
Yeah,
he just played with Lane Bauman, and he's like, man, you should have seen this guy in Fortnite. Like he could play. And
oh,
I'm
I
like,
beat out all the time.
you beat him,
Same.
you're beating up on him? Good stuff.
Yeah, but like usually when we play with him, it'll be like he'll get like three, and then we'll get like two, and then he'll get three, and then we'll get two.
So you guys play on the same team?
He's a pretty
Colby
good
and I
Fortnite
did
player
that
out of hockey.
once. He's good at hockey and Fortnite, I guess, eh? But anyways, what was I saying? Oh, sometimes you play on the same team, right? And then other times you're
Yeah.
just by yourself. Because Colby and I have been on a team, and man, he's running around and doing stuff, and I'm like, man, I can't keep up to you. So, you guys play on a team usually, or do you go
Yeah.
solo?
We go usually on a team.
Yeah, we go teams. But if
Okay.
we want to practice, we'll go against each other.
Yeah. Then I'll beat Jacob, and then I'll be like, no more games. Let's play a game.
So, Jacob, do you have a pregame meal? Do you like to eat the same thing before games? Because if just speaking out loud again in my shed, you have a lot of pregame rituals going on, man.
I'll start off with my breakfast. I usually eat some eggs, and then right before the game, I'll have like a quick smoothie I make.
A smoothie? What kind of smoothie you having?
It depends what my fruit my mom has. It's either strawberry or strawberry banana.
Can't go wrong with
strawberry
actually,
or just
banana.
Made one this morning. See?
Oh, there you go. And so you do a smoothie before the game and eggs in the morning.
Yes.
And you do have a lot of pregame rituals when you get to the rink. So you have to high five everybody. You have to be last off the ice. You have to, when you guys get on the ice, you wait for us coaches to come out to give us a fist bump. Now you got a lot going on, eh?
Yeah. Forget. And then at the, when we
oh, and at the end of warm up, Jack, at the end of warm up, Jack has to shoot a puck to you and you tip it into the pucks, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then also I have to play pass with Colton because that's when we do good.
And then Jacob,
that's what we did today.
You just have to forget your warm-up shoes and wear Blundstones during warm-ups.
Actually, today I did bring up my warm-up shoes and I still had a good game, so I'm going to end that one.
You can't get too into that, eh? Because then you're going to be in your own kitchen cooking pancakes and you don't want to do that. You just want to go out and play. You can have the rituals that are like easy to do and don't get in your kitchen. But when you have stuff that like is too much or you can't recreate it again, you should just relax and just play the game, you know? But I like what you're doing. That's hockey.
I also
have all those things.
Yeah. I also have a daily hug with Colby. Every time
you
we see each other,
hug?
We have to have we have to hug because we're besties.
Well, that was as a coach and as a dad, when I did go to Shallow Lake that night and Colby was too sick to play and hadn't got out of bed and was throwing up everywhere. When I got there and I wrote the lineup on the board and you guys found that out and were like, can we FaceTime him and see if he's okay or whatever? That meant a lot to me that my team is that tight because I've never seen that in hockey where a guy doesn't show up and the team wants to FaceTime him. I appreciated that. And I'm sure Colby did too, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
He bounced back right after that sickness though. He was like that one day and they came back and scored a lot of goals.
Yeah, he's doing fine. He's better now. The other poster picks I have, though, is you guys did put up a sweet one of it's in the Windsor tournament. I think Sam's, but Jacob's coming to give you the big hug. And what I appreciate in hockey and what I think wins championships is when everybody celebrates each other's goals as much as their own. And you see it in that picture that whoever scored, the other person is just as happy as the person who scored, and I think that's how you win, you know?
Yeah. Also, right after that goal, I don't think Jacob's dad got it on camera, but me and Jacob did a train sally that we were
we've been wanting to do that since 2021.
Yeah.
I don't think I saw that. What's a train sally?
It's we
it
made
was
it up
like
for,
so
you take two sticks, so like have it behind Sam. Sam will hold the top of them. And just like row it.
Yeah.
Row the boat, but standing up.
You guys
up.
Did that in that tournament? I didn't see that. I thought I saw everything.
It was right after that one goal against Detroit. And then that game was kind of not very good. Colby like got cross-checked very hard to the ground. The ref just didn't see it, I guess.
Yeah, there are times where refs don't see what's going on out there, but yeah, it was an up and down tournament. I remember the round robin didn't end the way we wanted or whatever, but then when it came to the real deal, we were ready to go. And that's what it takes is when it's go time, it's go time. And I know that we have it in our team. Like, you guys try really hard. We've taken a lot of penalties this year, haven't we?
We probably have over like 150 penalty minutes.
I bet you we have more. The most per minutes played, the most penalties ever in hockey.
Most penalty minutes killed in a season.
Most 5-on-3s killed in the season. And by the way, that penalty shot at the start of today's game, Noxie made a huge save because you start a game 2 minutes in and there's a penalty shot and that other team scores, and then all of a sudden you're chasing the game. That was a huge save, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jeepers. What else do you guys have any questions for me? I've never asked you guys that. Oh,
not really, but
the horse is just eating. Then he's got something to say. What are you eating?
Some pretzels.
I'm pretzels. Really hungry. Oh, that's not going to make you thirsty at all while you're talking to me.
No.
Wait, Jacob, where are you? Like, doing your thing?
I'm in my kitchen.
In your thing?
I'm in my room.
Nice. Oh, wait, I do have a question. Okay,
ready.
What happened? Because, like, I heard stories about, like, you going, like, almost going to the NHL, but, like, what happened? Like, you said you went to camps.
Yeah, so what happened was, a lot happened. My third year at university, I had a very, very good year. Had NHL teams wanting me and whatnot. And then the lockout happened, and I didn't have an agent. I had never talked to an agent. An agent had never approached me or asked me to be one of their guys. Until I went and did that, and I got to Kalamazoo, and I was in the NCAA, and I was one of the top scorers in the NCAA, and I was up for like the best player in college. And then my coach instructed me not to get an agent, and I didn't need one, and I listened to him, and I didn't get one till near the end of the season. And then when I talked to him, and he was like, well, not many people have really been coming out to see you because nobody's been calling people and getting them to come. And then I did go with a guy, and he was a great guy. He got the teams coming to watch. So I went back for my last year because of the lockout. I didn't sign the NHL deals. The lockout happened. I'm back at college. I had another good year, but my team sucked. And then at the end of the year, I had some teams coming to watch. Like, it's weird, right? Like, we're just from small town in the middle of nowhere. And sometimes you don't like believe that you can make it because it seems so far away and like hard. And like, it's not the guys from Elmira, Ontario or Kincardine that make it. And then, like the Leafs were coming to watch me play, and I knew they were coming to watch me play, and like their GM was coming to watch me play, and all these teams were coming to watch. And then the season ended. I thought I'd go right away somewhere to play. Nothing happened for like 2 weeks. I hadn't been skating, hadn't been playing. And then I did get the call from Columbus that they wanted first chance at signing me July 1st. If I would go finish the season there, and I wasn't ready. I hadn't been skating enough. I hadn't been doing enough on my own when our season ended. And then I went there and I wasn't in the best of shape, and I didn't play very good. And they had guaranteed me an AHL contract because I went there for the end of the season so they could see me. They decided they didn't want to sign me July 1st, and then had to take me on an AHL deal. And then they took me and didn't even want me. And that is how it went. But like that same summer, I like went to the Leafs. I went to the arena, whatever it's called nowadays. I think it was the Air Canada Center then. But like I was at the cottage right here, 2 minutes away. And I got a call from an agent that like the Leafs want to interview you and they want to do a fitness test and all that stuff. And I was like, okay, let's do it. And then I drove to Toronto, did it. And it went great. And I drove home thinking I was going to sign with the Toronto Maple Leafs, my favorite team. And it was like the best day ever. And then it came time to decide if I was taking the guaranteed deal, or Toronto said they had to wait longer. And then I, my agent told me to take the guaranteed AHL deal and not wait. And I did. And then I went to an organization that didn't want me. And it's all very confusing. And it, you can't replay it. But if I could replay it, when my season ended, I would have been skating all the time. I would have been ready to go when it was time. And I wasn't ready when I got there. And when they see you play, and like some of the coaching I had had in D zone maybe wasn't what you need. I played that way when I got there. And then the coach couldn't trust me defensively because I didn't know what to do. So then that didn't go well. And I think coaching matters. And I think knowing how to play when you get to those places matters. And that's why I want to help you guys any way I can, you know?
Yeah.
So then after my first year, I was in the East Coast most of the year. We almost won the championship. And then I got the offer to go to Germany instead of playing the East Coast. And it was way more fun and it made hockey fun. And then I was in Europe the rest of my time. And that's why nobody really knows I even played hockey, except for people in Europe.
How much different countries have you played in?
I played in Western Michigan, which is the USA, and then I played in Dayton, Ohio, and in Syracuse in the AHL, and then I went to Germany for 6 years, and then Denmark for a year, and we won it, and we also won in Germany, and then went to Cardiff, Wales, and played 2 years, and the second year I got hurt right at the start and never played again. So
that sucks.
Getting hurt. And yeah, Sam, you had some issues at the start of the year, eh? Because you're growing too fast and your knees were whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was interesting, eh? So we haven't even talked about this yet. Sam, you were a defenseman until now. You're a centerman now. Yeah. I changed you.
Yeah.
Do you like center now?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should. Do you know who Eric Lindros is?
Yes,
I do.
Didn't he play for like the Flyers and he's like a big huge centerman?
Yeah, that's who you are, just so you know. But you can shoot it harder. And Horace, you are Chris Pronger but a right-handed shot, and when you keep it simple and play hard and mean, I tell people I don't believe in many people that often, but I believe in you guys and I will help you any way I can. You know?
Yeah.
I've gotten a pretty big Rolodex over the years from playing hockey, but Jake, we haven't talked about this either. I don't even know if you know, your old man asked me to help you hockey. And he said after the season, he wants to get ice and have me come on the ice and help you. Would you be okay with that?
Yes.
Okay.
Very much so.
Cool. And then Sam, if you want to come, and then we get Colby out there and Andrew. And then like, to me, what it made me think of is like, well, if that actually happened, it doesn't have to just be concurrent guys. I'm not just a concurrent guy. I know how big the hockey world is and you need everybody to get you places. The Nesbitt in Mid Huron, the other guys around here that I think can play, like, if we get ice time, why don't we just make a little factory of hockey guys, right?
Yeah.
I think it'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess hopefully he'll book the ice and we can make something happen, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because I know, like, this two age groups together is like, so I'm coaching you this year, but I guess, like, I won't be next year. You guys will be a different age group.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, but one thing is when you're on my team, you're on my team for life. So I will help you any way I can, anytime.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My dad said that every single year he's coached, Knox has been on his team. Like,
he was
in our novice.
He was our goalie in under 11 AE when we went to All Ontario's.
Yeah. And then this year.
Yeah. We have everything we need with our team, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now we just got to go out there and do it, eh?
Yeah,
we have all the talent.
And
We just need
work
to
ethic and
execute it.
drive. Yeah, we just need to show up every game and have everybody ready to go, right? I'm really looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to having the whole team on the podcast too, because we got a bunch of characters on this team, don't we?
Dolan coming on. I want a second chance at Ole Mitch's. Last year, we made it to
I've
the
never been to Ole
semifinals
Mitch's.
and lost. It was not very fun.
No, losing sucks. And we at the last time I coached the boys in under 11 AE there, we did go to the Ontarios and lost a heartbreaker in the quarterfinals 3-2. They scored with 2 minutes left, those punks from Drayton, you know. But they also know how to hockey too over there in Drayton. It's like some people know how to do it, as we've played those games and battled, and I knew one of their coaches, or a couple of them, and then I Colby ended up playing spring hockey with them, right? And that's the hockey world, is just because you go out there and play hockey against each other doesn't mean you got to hate each other, right? But winning's the opposite of losing, right? So we should go do that, eh? So you guys got anything else?
Not really.
I kind of had an idea for like maybe after the season. Like, what happens if we entered our team for some like tournaments, like to have some more like we can still play with each other?
Like spring hockey tournaments.
Yeah, sort of.
No, I honestly, that I'm a very lucky coach with the teams I've had the last couple of years. But when you say that, Jacob, that means a lot to me, because there are some teams where people are ready for the season to end. They want it to be over. The parents, the kids, they're just done. And I feel like we're just getting started. I feel like we're having so much fun. It's all gone by way too fast. And like, I'm not ready for this to end at all, you know?
Me neither.
Yeah. And it's weird because the same hockey team never happens twice. And we have this team this year, and we got to go out and get her done, right? Yeah. Well, that's what we need to do, right? Well, I guess that's that. We'll get the rest of the fellows on later this week, right? And then we'll see you back in the shed. And this has been another episode. Oh, wait. I think that's it. Yeah. The only thing is, I will help you guys. I'm not a hockey agent. I've had hockey agents. I believe in you two. You guys are the leaders you need. And I think when your best players are the best people, you win. And you guys are exactly that. So you guys should keep being yourselves. Show up to the rink. Be the leaders you are. Keep everybody focused. And let's win all Ontario. Okay. Okay. Deal. And this has been another episode of Two Ales and Hockey Tales with my horses and Wally.